And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one. I'm talking about Alabama. That's right. I'm talking about this show, sends its signal like, whew, way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So I'm switching gears on the topic. Let me start by just saying that. So we're going to talk about Little Red Classrooms. But let me lay the proper foundation for this first. So you may recall this story 2 weeks ago. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall, article in thehill.com. By the way, all our resources are up online. You want to go see one of these stories, you hear me rattling the paper, and you want to see that story for yourself, Boomer posts them up every day. So I get the show resourced out first thing in the morning. I send it to Boomer and Alicia, and Alicia gets them ready in paper form for me, and Boomer then goes ahead and puts all the resource links up on our website so you can get to them. So if you want to go to rightsideradio.org, go to the live stream page. There's a button that says resources. Just click on it. And all the links for each of the dippers is on there. So if I'm rattling paper, you can too. Story on thehill.com. You ready? China preparing for war with the United States, Air Force Secretary says. Oh, okay. By the way, that's not a pundit. That's not a news commentator. That's not a radio show host. That's the Secretary of the Air Force. That's a cabinet-level position over one of the branches of our U.S. military. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall warned that China was building up its military to prepare for a potential war with the U.S., and he said America must optimize its forces to counter the rising threat. He went on to say, "We must be ready for the kind of war that we have no modern experience with." He said, "War is not inevitable." This is sobering. He said, Kendall said it was vital to prepare for war because China is developing its forces at a rapid pace and has created two new military branches, a force designed to counter aircraft carriers, airfields, and other critical assets, and a strategic support service that works to achieve information dominance in space and cyber. Then he said this, China has been reoptimizing its forces for great power competition and to prevail against the U.S. and the Western Pacific for over 20 years. China's been building a military capability specifically designed to achieve their national goals and to do so if opposed by the United States. All right. Laying down that sobering discussion, what about where we are with Chinese influences in other places? We see the Chinese flying their spy balloons over the United States. I say balloons plural because if you recall, there was the one we saw. The ones we didn't see, though, were reported after the fact were, yes, it does appear there were several others in recent months, maybe years. Oh, really? So this has been a thing? So China flies spy apparatus over the United States. China is building a military that our Air Force Secretary says is designed for a future great power conflict with the United States. Then on top of that, you've got China buying up farmland, and China taking steps to buy some of that farmland near our military bases. And then you've got this one, story on foxnews.com, dated June 15th of this year. China has long used Confucius Institutes to project what they call soft power in the U.S. So soft power is when it basically becomes a projection of your foreign policy or military policy status in such a way that you're not inflicting a blow, but you are undermining capabilities. It says the Confucius Institute is only one tool, though, in the CCP's toolbox. They use research partnerships, talent programs, and other initiatives to gain access to sensitive research and technologies that fuel the People's Liberation Army's advancement. The FBI says up to $600 billion worth of U.S. intellectual property is stolen by China every year. $600 billion. We're not talking about just pirating albums. No. We're talking about major technology, intellectual properties, things that matter to the originators and to our economy. $600 billion stolen by China every year. And he goes on to say, it was a quote here by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, China continues to steal our intellectual property. They continue to steal our patents. They manipulate their currency. And we believe they have a big footprint in academia with a massive spy ring within our research universities where they continue to steal our hard-earned research and development. Okay, this is not a nation that has our best interests at heart is what I am trying to portray. China is not our buddy, all right? Now, are they a trade partner? Sure. I mean, I can go down to the local store where I don't necessarily care for the guy who manages it and buy something I need. So that happens. That does. We have trade agreements with China. China's reliant upon us, and in many ways, we're reliant upon them. And there's this thing they call détente, where each side is standing there staring at the other, waiting to see what the other one's going to do, trying to establish the parameters by which we would remain on top while not giving away what things we need from each other. Détente. China is not a healthy friend for us on the world stage at all. In fact, if anything, they are an open adversary. They are just short in their behavior of being what Tehran is. At the very least, Tehran doesn't try to mask it. Tehran's out there saying, death to America! China's just, you know, quietly, you know, trying to make death to America. And then you have what we now are referring to as little red classrooms. So this is a fairly new thing. You've heard about Confucius Institutes, I'm sure. We talked about it on this show. We had College Republicans made it their thing for a while, which I thought was a great project. They came out and said, look, we're college. That's happening. We're conservative. That shouldn't be a thing. And they made waves, and they made good waves, and they made a difference. So earlier this year, March of this year, 1819 News had a piece. Troy University closes its Confucius Institute after years of pressure from the DOD over programs ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Keep in mind that Troy University was one of the number one distance learning and research and development universities in the Southeast, in the nation really, for the Department of Defense. And they would not get rid of their Confucius Institute. If you're not familiar, a Confucius Institute is when programs are funded by the Chinese government to establish, you know, basically they call it cultural and, language and cultural awareness. No, it's not. It's designed to curry sympathy and to gain, you know, traction and at the same time to sort of infiltrate through the back door. Oh, you get to know each other. Oh, you know that professor that was sent over from China to do the little teaching on language and culture and gets to know his students. And one of the students happens to be a R&D fellow. Oh, that's great. What are you working on? Really, that's very neat. I'd love to see your lab one day. Could I see that? And it goes from there. Troy University held on to theirs. There's 18, as of March of this year, there are 18 Confucius Institutes still remaining. Two of them were in Alabama originally. One at Alabama A&M. The other at Troy University. Alabama A&M closed theirs in 2021 after the Department of Defense refused to provide them any further contracts or grants under the NDAA of 2021. But Troy University, the NDAA gave them until October of 2023. They finally did it. The Troy Board of Trustees, and I know a couple of them, the Troy Board of Trustees finally voted to close it down effective March 1st. Y'all, that's messed up. That's right here in red meat, red state, Alabama. When you've got a situation like that happening in Alabama of all places, and these are not liberal, you know, college campuses. This is not like UCal Berkeley. This is not like going to Harvard. This is Troy University in Alabama. And they had a Confucius Institute, and they would not let it go. By the way, were you aware that Javelin missiles are made in Troy, Alabama? I don't know if it relates. I just find it interesting. Did you know that, you know, military personnel the world over are using Troy University for distance learning so they can get their education credits? I don't know if it relates, but it sure is interesting. Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to switch gears because they began to get too much heat, apparently, the Confucius Institutes began to lose favor. The DOD and others, Congress, got involved, and Confucius Institutes began to be a little dicey. Troy University shutting theirs down being a key example. So what have they done? They've moved to K-12 classrooms. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Little Red Classrooms. We'll talk about it next. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. You're going to enjoy the last segment we do. I say you're going to enjoy it. You might want to throw your radio across the room. But the last segment we get into for the day is going to be called Can't Make This Stuff Up. Right now, so far, we have done the ESG's GPA, and we're right now in Little Red Classrooms. I've got a couple of texts here real quick. Wow. So John from Danville. Brand spanking new. Remember, we need to load him into the system. But John from Danville just texted in on regard to that ESG discussion we had. And with regards to Regions Bank, says Regions just lost a 45-year customer. That's hurtful. There you have it. What else have I got? Penny from Boaz said, I would not doubt that China is behind the transing of America. Weak nations lose wars. I would not be surprised either. But that would be quite the interesting strategy. If you haven't heard, we talked about it right before the break, but you've got Confucius Institutes, which have been known for a number of years to be a thing on college campuses. It was irritating to me. I became aware of this a few years ago. I think it was around the time that Right Side Radio went on the air for the first time, which would be in mid-2021. And I'm talking to this young guy that I know that was real involved with college Republicans, and he said, "Have you heard about our latest cause?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he says, "Confucius Institutes." And I said, "What is that?" And it was the Chinese Communist Party funding cultural exchange programs on college campuses nationwide, but not like just, "Hey, be aware, we're China, and you know, here's how we dress, and here's the kind of food we eat, and here's what our history is." No. It was cultural influence peddling is what it was. Now we have a new report that came out from the group called Parents Defending Education. You may have heard of them. Parents Defending Education has been really, really in the mix on stuff like, you know, parents' rights when it comes to, you know, woke school boards and the over-sexualization of children and the books that are in the school libraries. Parents Defending Education has been very engaged in trying to remove influences that are considered to be, you know, beneath our standards as a culture, really. And they just came out with a new report, and they call it Little Red Classrooms. Story here that I picked up, this one came off of News Nation Now. News Nation Now says, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are launching a probe after a new report revealed public schools across the U.S. have received more than $17 million in funding from the Chinese Communist Party through culture and language programs. They're not even trying to mask it. Parents Defending Education calls them Little Red Classrooms and says the CCP funds them through their Confucius Institutes. These institutes say it is their goal to teach language and culture, but Parents Defending Education claims it's really to further the Communist Party's global influence. So Confucius Institute programs in K-12 have been traced to around 143 school districts across 34 states. This is not small. I want to know, in fact, I need to find, if I can, you know what, I need to go back to this. Hey, Boomer, this is the first article, I believe, on the links. Mm-hmm. Would you see if there's a link in that article? I got to hang on to it. It's on the resources, but see if there's a link in that article to the states where these programs are based. Can you do that real quick? Yeah, while he's checking that out, I should have thought of that before, because there is a hot link in the middle of my printout version, so I know there's something there. 143 school districts, 34 states, and by the way, under former President Donald Trump, it points out, these were banned. They were called a foreign mission. And it's on the News Nation Now link, yeah. And then this particular commentator in the article says, this is a new tactic. They've had to shut down their college-level programs, so they shifted over to K-12. He says the Chinese seems to have then changed the parameters of the debate. They moved on towards grade schools in particular. It tells me the Chinese are incredibly resourceful in what they're doing, and they seem to have a real keen interest in going after schools to try and shape the next generation of Americans. It says a threat to our national security is also there because 20 of the school districts where these are located, 20 of these school districts receiving funding are located near U.S. military bases. Huh. Says China can spot and assess whose parents might work at these military bases and begin the process of trying to get information from within the facilities by, of course, talking to the kids. What'd you see, man? Did you see it in there?
There's a lot of links in here.
Is there a link to, there's one right in the middle. I tell you what, let me open it too. And I'm going to find this out because I want to know if Alabama's got anything in here. News Nation Now. Yep, there it is. Link down in the middle. It says, bada boom, bada bing. No, it just has a link to another story about it. I don't think so. There's got to be a place somewhere in the, I'll tell you what, during the next break, I'm going to find out because I should have thought of this beforehand, but I want to know if Alabama's got any or any of our southern states. But if you've got 34 states, it's a fair bet that some of them in the surrounding area at the very least are in it. But then I've got this other piece here that came off of Daily Signal. Daily Signal points out that a congressman, Representative Aaron Bean, a Republican from Florida, is a chairman of the House Education and Workforce Committee on Early Childhood, Elementary, and Secondary Education. So he's working the issue. And he says when you get into these Confucius Institute K-12 classrooms, it's not about them just trying, like I said earlier, to teach culture. No. He says you can't talk about Taiwan. You can't talk about Tiananmen Square. You can't talk about the Uyghurs. You can't talk about Tibet. You can't talk about the Dalai Lama. All these things that they're influencing are really trying to just grab the young minds of students to say how great China is and to gain influence. He says they held a subcommittee hearing titled Academic Freedom Under Attack, Loosening the CCP's Grip on America's Classrooms. And he went on to say that it's 34 states, 167 districts, 500 K-12 schools across the United States have allowed the CCP to establish itself under the guise of Confucius classrooms. First and foremost, that's just the problem. When you're looking at, this is the same country that a minute ago I just read out to you that our Air Force Secretary says is preparing for what they call a great power conflict with the United States. This is the same country that I just said a moment ago steals over $600 billion annually of you know, our trade secrets and reverse engineering our systems and procedures. This is the same country that, by the way, has been buying up farmland in and around our military bases, the same country that flew spy balloons over the top of us. The same country is actually now funding Confucius classrooms in 500 classrooms around the United States. And I want to know where the school boards are on this. Are they aware? Who brings it in? Does the superintendent make the decision without the board's approval? Does the approval of the board come without any discussion? Do they just look at it and go, that's cool. I've always liked, Chinese food, let's just try it. What could go wrong? All right, we'll keep this going. I'd love to hear some input from some of y'all. Little Red Classrooms, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. What did Jeff Rowe from Indiana send to us? I see he's got a meme. Is that him? Is that that's awesome. Oh, he went to Hippie Fest this past weekend, didn't he? Yeah. He said he was going to a Hippie Fest. Well, he's standing there with a rainbow-painted Volkswagen, holding a You Are Beautiful sign and wearing a wig. He's all in, isn't he?
He's, he's all in.
He's all in. He's into something. We know that. All right, Jeff, glad you had a good time. Let's talk about this. So I did a little research during the break. I found what I was looking for. I will tell you this. This is not acceptable. It's not. You can't have the country that your own Secretary of the Air Force says is preparing for a great war potential with the United States setting up in our K-12 classrooms. You can't. And by the way, I'm not above teaching world culture. I think it's a great idea to teach world events. I think you need to have an awareness of the world around you. I think it's fair to say, let's learn what other cultures are out there and how they differ from ours. That's all good. This is different. This is influence peddling. This is also, by the way, seeking to find ways to gain influence or to actually gain insights that are otherwise protected. So, story here on Newsweek. Newsweek dated 5 days ago. Concerns have been raised the Chinese state is influencing the American education system by offering millions of dollars in funding to public schools. And says Newsweek approached the Chinese International Education Foundation, which operates the Confucius Institutes, by email and didn't get comment. Parents Defending Education, that's the group I told you about a minute ago, told lawmakers their research suggested that in the past 10 years, more than $17 million had gone to the school districts around the United States in 34 states and the District of Columbia, by the way. The college-level Confucius Institutes, I didn't know this, so I was glad to hear it. I knew they're shutting down, but it says of around 120 college-level institutes that had been set up around the U.S., only about 30 remained open as of 2021, and I think that's even smaller now, obviously. According to a 2022 report by the National Association of Scholars, Confucius classrooms are just a smaller version of the institutes. They teach Chinese language, but they also teach things that the Chinese have a special interest in. But America's not the only nation, so this is interesting to me. America's not the only nation to be grappling with how to treat Confucius Institutes. After pledging the UK's 30 institutes, after pledging to close the UK's 30 institutes in 2022, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak had to backtrack this year as his government was seeking to thaw its relations with China. You know, we're just going to back off of that. If you want to influence our children, it's more important that we get that trade deal with you. So we'll let you have our kids. That's what that sounds like. So I told you during the break, by the way, I was going to go look and see. And I'm pleased to see. So I went actually to, this is the actual report by Parents Defending Education. Very comprehensive report. It has a map that shows the layout of where these school districts are. They are predominantly, by the way, in what I would call the northeastern section of the country, even though that northeastern section includes a lot of the Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky's very heavy in these. I am proud to say, boom shakalaka, proud to say, Alabama is one of the states, one of the few states listed as not having any of these Confucius classrooms.
Good.
By golly.
Boom.
Just saying. however, surrounding us to our east and north, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, all have Confucius classrooms. Texas, Like I said, Kentucky, rampant in Kentucky. Kentucky, by the way, home of Fort Campbell, 101st Airborne. So let's see what we got here. Within Georgia, the Fulton County school system. Yep. Within Florida, Charlotte County and Pinellas County. Within Tennessee, I'm scrolling down, Sumner County Schools, which where's Sumner County, Boom? You lived up there. Is that, that's not Nashville, is it? It's not, no, it's not. I think that's, you know what? I think Sumner County is just south of.
It's up north Nashville.
Yeah, and I think it's up near where Fort.
It's near, it's the Gallatin area all the way up 65, so right into almost the Kentucky area.
Almost Fort Campbell. Fort Campbell straddles the line between Tennessee and Kentucky, and I think Sumner County might be the Tennessee side.
Is that up in near, okay, yeah, maybe.
Okay, I think so. That would fit. They've got them in and around places like Fort Hood, Texas. They've got them in and around Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Fort Knox, Kentucky. They've got, good Lord, the Carolinas are just covered up. Let's see what I got here on North Carolina. Good Lord, 11 county school districts. And then in South Carolina, are they covered up there too? Nope, South Carolina's clear. Pennsylvania, big time. Oregon, woo, big time. Pennsylvania, big time. North Carolina is one of the worst. New York State, 12 county school districts. It goes on and on, and it shouldn't be this way. I'm just going to tell you, this is the kind of thing that we have to take a stand on. This is where you call your state legislators and say, that ain't right, and it shouldn't be happening here. And if we're not going to allow it on our college campuses, why would we be allowing it on our K-12 classrooms? They do not have our best interests at heart. They don't. None. Todd from Decatur just texted in and says, just got back from China last week. What everyone needs to understand is that a potential armed conflict with China does mean a ground war. Okay, I get it. He said, I watched a small military parade one day while in Beijing, and there was no comparison. They looked unorganized and confused. In a boots-on-the-ground conflict, our men and women in uniform would wipe the floor with these guys. In fact, a small armed group of your listeners could probably wipe the floor with a much larger group of Chinese military personnel. An armed conflict with China means something far more devastating. Well, so, yeah, China is not banking on a purely ground war, though. China is spending a lot of time dealing in technology, dealing in expansion of their naval forces. And then keep in mind that China, I believe, is a nuclear nation. And they don't play. And China, by the way, has the ability to do, and we do too, to actually take down systems. One EMP can take down a power grid. China has also been developing anti-satellite laser capability that from the ground could take out GPS satellites. And as soon as you take down our geosynchronous orbiting GPS satellites, you have just dismantled our ability to locate targets, to fire missiles, to fly planes. And we go back to the days of a stubby pencil and a compass and a map. And it's a whole new thing. Yeah, I see you there. Todd, by the way, thanks for that. He says, did not mean a ground war. That's what he said. And I get it. I see that. Leanne from Huntsville says, gain insight? No, it's brainwashing. Well, there you have it. And then Jeff from Indiana just texted in with one more picture of him. How many did he send us? Like, Jeff, if you're listening, you're apparently on repeat. We now have something like 7 or 8 pictures of you from the Hippie Fest. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We're about a minute before the usual schedule. Little Red Classrooms, y'all pay attention. They're not in Alabama right now, but they are certainly in the Southeast. And they're all over the United States. $17 million by the Chinese government to set up shop in our K-12s in 500 schools around the United States. Be on your guard, ruffians. We're going to come right back with a segment that I call Can't Make This Stuff Up. Y'all are going to enjoy this. We'll be right back.